Good afternoon. Yeah, I want to thank the organizer for giving me this opportunity to talk about our recent work. So today I'm going to talk about identifying topological phase from microscopic model by DMIG. So let me first acknowledge my collaborators. Wei Zhu was in my group. He carried out most of the code development and the method development in collaboration with Su Su Gong, Tianshen Zhen. We are also very lucky to collaborate with Duncan Hu Dan, Liang Fu, and then Zhao Liu in some of those projects I'm going to talk about. So the introduction part, I will briefly talk about the numerical methods we use. Then I'll talk about two examples. One is the interaction-driven spontaneous quantum Hall effect in the Kagome system with time zero also symmetry. Then I'll talk about other examples for identify the non-abelian fractional quantum Hall effect in the in Landau levels. So we heard a lot about topological order. So they cannot be described by the Landau symmetry breaking theory. So the example of the topological phase, including fractional quantum Hall effect, and also we have a lot of evidence about those topological order phase in the magnetic material. Then integer quantum Hall effect, I also call it a topological phase. Even though there is no topological order, there is a topological invariant chain number. So the topological state of matter cannot be has no ordinary order parameter. So that have the topological order and the non-ranging entanglement. So if you have a topological order phase, we can think of the topological degeneracy and the fractionalized quantum particle, those as the evidence we can use to identify the topological phase. So for fractional quantum Hall system, the break time is also symmetry. It also has this fractional quantized chain number. So we can relate the fractional quantized chain number with the chain number of Landau level, which is the integer, but the fractional quantum state has the ground state degeneracy. The degenerating states will share a total integer chain number, so each ground state will have a fractionalized chain number. However, how do we identify the real topological ladder? For example, for fractional quantum Hall states, if they have same Hall concordance. So in numerical simulation, we usually, at the early stage, people do a lot of calculation with identify the ground state degeneracy, and also wave function overlap with model wave function. In recent years, we started the numerical studies start to use those topological information, including topological entanglement entropy and entanglement spectra. Then, when it's possible, one can also observe the modular matrix, which actually has the full information of the topological order for those. And this is for two-dimension topological phase I know of. So modular matrix, the commonly we use the S matrix and the U matrix. The element of S matrix determines the mutual statistics of the ice quantum particle with respect to the JS quantum particle. The U matrix, on the other hand, determines the self-statistics of the ice quantum particle. So let me first give you one example for obtaining the modular matrix. So that's required to have the information of all the degenerating Guan states. So in this example, we studied the flat band model. So the with three-body hardcore bosons, that means you can it's not allowed on the lattice side to have three bosons, but you can have two bosons. And the flat band model we use two different flat band model. One is the square lattice model with a uniform flux. The other one is the Houdin model, which has a neat zero flux in every Hessengen, but a non-zero flux in half of the Hessengen, in particular in the large triangle. So for those models, when you consider the three-body hardcore bosons and this model, that is the energy spectrum as a function of additional unsigned repulsion. So that's U2 means you consider the Hubble interaction between for the two bosons on the same side. When U2 is small, you see that there is a stiffer degeneracy energy spectrum, then there is a large gap separating the Guan states with those excited states. So the Guan state degeneracy is very robust. If we try to insert in flux, then those three states just has a very small change of energy with flux. And the gap between the Guan state and the excited state remain to be open. So basically, we have those states, those three degenerating states, and we can get topological information about those states. So the method is find the minimum entangled state. So I forgot to mention there are some theoretical work, especially the work from Zhang and Ashwin. They outline how do you obtain the minimum, the modular matrix from the minimum entangled state. So we have those three Guan states, but they are not minimum entangled. So you need to do the superposition and find the minimum entangled state for the different cut, for two different cut. One is a non-like X direction, the other is a non-Y direction. Then from the overlap of the minimum entangled states, you can get either U matrix, you basically get a combination of U and S matrix. If the system has 90 degrees rotation, I think you just get S matrix. Otherwise, you can get both U and S matrix. So for three-body hardcore boson, we get the S matrix as S. So you can see those four elements looks very close to one. Then this one close to zero, and those two and the bottom two elements are close to square root of two. So compared to that, you see the advice around 8%. So if you interpret those numbers that way, we get the modular S matrix identical to the conformer field theory and modular matrix for the Mori state. So from S matrix, you can obtain like a fusion rule. So multiply those S matrix together, then you get how those quantum particle fuse to other quantum particle. So just use that formula, we find sigma quantum particle, if we call them sigma, then it fuse to identity and another quantum particle. The sigma is the Majorana quantum particle. One can also find the quantum phase transition from the modular matrix, because I didn't show for the intermediate phase, the modular matrix remains the same property, even though the excitation gap becomes smaller. Here is an example for the Rives-Rezaeus day and the flat-band model. So if we have to consider this four-body Hartree boson, where we find four-fold degenerating states, the modular matrix match to the modular matrix for the Rives-Rezaeus state with the Fibonacci quasi particle. So those to get those modular matrix, we really need all the degenerating states in the numeric simulation, which is very difficult. I mean, when you have a weaker topological order or you have more interesting competing phase, it's difficult to get all the low energy, all the ground state, degenerating ground states. So the other method we use is the entanglement spectrum, because from the entanglement spectrum, you get the information or age excitation spectrum. So the example showing here is from the work of Li and Houdan for the fractional quantum Hall system at half thinning in the first excited Landau level. So in this example, there is a counting like 1, 1, 3, 5. From that counting, you can get the information of the zoo configuration. I guess I still have. Let me talk about another way is that you can add in the flux into the cylinder to detect topological order. The example I use here is for the Kagome Heisenberg model, where the Hamiltonian has time reversal symmetry. So if you do calculation without the inserting flux, you will find the eventually when you get one state, the SZ on every side is very close to zero. But when you insert in this flux adiabatically, which means you use the smaller theta ground state as your initial state for obtain the new ground state, larger theta, you find out the spin will be pumped from one age, like at the age, you have the negative spin at one age and positive spin at another age. And in the bulk, the SZ average is still close to zero. It means the spin down has been pumped from one side to another side. So this kind of method can apply to different systems for detecting either topological phase or the Kaiser phase. So the first first system I want to talk about is the interaction-driven quantum anomalous Hall effect for fermionic Hubbard model and the Kagome lattice. So the non-interaction part is the hopping. The hopping is positive T. If you look at the energy band, you have a bottom flat band, then the second band has a quadratic touching with the bottom band. So that model was studied by Chongjun Wu et al. And Berman et al. They point out that the quadratic band touching, it can only be open up if you break time reversal symmetry or rotation symmetry. So theoretical study also finds that when you have quadratic bond touching, the gapless excitation here is the interaction as a perturbation is relevant. It will open a gap. So based on mean field calculation, you find out if you turn on any interaction, you should get a quantum anomalous Hall effect. And when interaction is very strong, you can have other symmetry breaking phase. So this kind of model has been studied before by different numeric methods. The example I'm showing here is the Kagome model, the same Kagome model at one third thinning, but with only the nearest label interaction. The DMRG simulation seems conclude that the excitation gap go to zero, and there is a phase transition when the interaction strength is around 4 times of hopping. So at larger interaction side, you have the CDW order. Then at smaller size, it seems gapless. When we re-examine this problem with Nian, we notice if we repeat the same calculation, we probably get the same results. So here we studied this model with the second and the third nearest label coupling. So this is our phase diagram. Our phase diagram actually suggests that when the interaction like V1 or V2, V3 are all very strong, you get a very robust quantum anomalous Hoare effect. The time they also seem to be spontaneous breaking, then the ground state has Chern number equals 1. However, if you reduce the interaction, there is a phase, we call it quantum anomalous Hoare effect, star, but we think it's the same phase. It's only because the time they also seem to be spontaneously broken. So you always have its partner. So when the interaction is weaker, the gap is very small. Those two stay actually coupled together. So we couldn't really identify that with just purely numerically. So let me mention what method we use to detect that phase. We use the ground state degeneracy and also the emerging staggered current pattern, as well as the calculation of Chern number. So here we define the current. We define the hopping term. Then we work out the real part of the hopping term and the imaginary part of the hopping term. So in imaginary part of the hopping term is very uniform. That forms this particular pattern so that the current among the every hexagon is this imaginary part corresponding to the current, which is non-zero. Here we also directly calculated the current by looking at one of the times it also seemed to be broken state. So you select one of the state as long as you do DMRG, use the complex code. That means you allow the time reversal symmetry to be broken. So the current-current correlation function is very non-ranged for all those different system lengths. Then by inserting flux, we find that we can calculate the charge accumulation at one edge of the sample. After inserting 2 pi flux, we get the total pumped charge is -1. So for some other states, +1 because the spontaneous symmetry is broken. So the quantum anomalous Hoare effect with a star, which means with smaller gap, it's initially when you use a small flux, it doesn't respond. But when flux is slightly larger, you see the same quantized pumping. I also want to briefly mention that for the same model, the same only nearest label hopping and the second and third nearest label interaction, if you put the bosons at one third thinning, so it's the same thinning as the spinless fermion, you obtain the Kaiser spin liquid, which is a fractionalized state. or stay with the topological order. So the, okay, so for that state, one can identify it as the same as mu equals 1/2 fractional quantum Hoare effect based on the, for example, entanglement spectrum. It has S counting 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3. So it depends on which the total number of particle sector. Here we can identify the lowest phi counting in agreement with the conformer theory for nu equals 1/2 Hoare effect. I do not know if there is a simple reason that when you have a fermionic system, you have the spontaneous integer quantum Hoare effect, then bosonic system it will be quantized at 1/2. That I don't know for sure. The similar the Kaiser spin liquid was also discovered before at for the same model, but at half thinning. So let me move on to talk about the identifying the natural fractional quantum Hoare effect. So first, I want to briefly talk about DMRG in the using the momentum quantum number. So two geometry are most convenient to study. One is sphere geometry. The other is the cylinder. In both cases, you can use the quantum momentum, which is the angular momentum z component, or the momentum along y direction. So the one can first work out the single particle eigenstates that have that's the momentum quantum number. Then you order those orbits according to their momentum quantum number. The Hamiltonian for the Kuhn interaction will be in the form of annihilating two electrons from those orbits and creating two electrons from those orbits. And so the frequent Ito first study that system, first study that system used DMRG. There was also work from the Japanese group, but they kept a much smaller number of states and didn't focus on the fractional quantum Hoare effect. And there are also some recent work, especially a lot of work from Pullman and also Zenitor and their collaborators. So here is one example where we can identify the lecture of 12/5 fractional quantum Hoare states. So in this case, because the thinning 1/5 factor here, there are 5/3 ground state degeneracy from the momentum. But the DMRG uses momentum as a good quantum number. So we do have so we can study each of those momentum states separately. In fact, those 5 states only differ from the center of mass part. So they have identical entanglement spectra. So here is the entanglement spectrum we obtained and sphere geometry. Here, the Zhu configuration is known if it's a read reside state, it's a 3, 1, and a 0. And the constraint is for any 5 orbits, you can only put 5 orbits, you can only put 3 electrons here. So when you, if you start from this spectrum, you start to move the electron outside to find the edge excitations. There is the counting of 1, 1, 3, 6, and 12, and depend on the changing of angular momentum. So that spectrum is exactly obtained in this numerical results. And that spectrum also depends on the cut. If you do the cut between the, so this is the zoo configuration. So if you have the sublattice with 10 orbits, then you cut between, so it has 9 orbits, you cut between 2 zeta. Here is the cut between 1 and zeta. The entanglement spectrum is different. So that different spectrum also agree with that root configuration. And that gives us the 5 different states on the sphere. If we move on to the cylinder, then we obtain another set of topological sector with completely different counting of entanglement spectra. And that entanglement spectra is consistent with another zoo configuration, which represent another topological sector. So zoo configuration is the primary local configuration for this topological phase. The other configuration can be obtained by moving those occupied electrons. So we also consider the energy, because before our work, we know that a lot of other simulation which suggest Zi-Zi-Za-Yi definitely candidate state, but there are also Jens state as well as another non-abelian state known as Bondersen and Schlingerland state. So in the DMRG simulation, we can obtain the energy for larger size than ED. Then if you do the scanning, then it's pretty clear that this Zi-Zi state has lower energy than other states. The entanglement entropy, if you plot them as a function of a subsystem size, it gives you the subleading term around negative 0.15, inconsistent with having this Fibonacci quasi particle. Last topic is our recent study of fractional quantum Hall system in the bilayers that have thinning. So we want to look at the possibility for tunneling can drive a transition from abelian state to non-abelian state. So that is our phase diagram for bilayer at total thinning number 1/2. If you change the layer distance and the tunneling, for the small tunneling region, you have this Hopping 331 state. With increasing tunneling, you have more rate Pfeffing state. At very small layer separation, you have a composite fermion liquid. And also at a very large layer separation, you have composite fermion liquid. So this non-abelian phase was predicted by a lot of theoretical work. So some theoretical work, compare the Hopping wave function and the Morid wave function. They find in the bilayer system, they find that will be same the wave function if you symmetrize the layer index. However, the real system, when you turn on the tunneling and the coupling, there are a lot of competing physics. Here is the experimental situation. The early work, they identify the 1/2 state at for this wide quantum well. I think what's interesting to us is the map of this excitation gap. Excitation gap suggests it's not whether there is some kind of transition between two components and one component, and this parameter is something similar to our tunneling. Also, there are a lot of study for this system at 1/3. Here, we just focus on total thinning 1/2. So we did a calculation on the sphere. and on the torus. So on the sphere, what we find is if you put the Hopperin state and the Mooring state has same shift. So if we consider that sector for small tunneling, we find this very robust topological entanglement spectra. So that generic spectrum, which is way above, so we didn't show. So that counting is the same as the Hopperin state. If we go to the larger tunneling, then the entanglement spectrum counting change to 1135. And if you go to larger size, the counting like 1135, you see another sector which is right. So the larger system give you more robust topological feature of Mooring state. So that is the counting for the Mooring state. The top one is for one cutting, that the other one is for different cutting. I kind of forgot what kind of cutting. Okay, so let me just explain how the transition happened. How did we identify this transition? So that is 127 counting for the 331 state with increased tunneling. You see, initially those two level, entanglement level, are very close. With increased tunneling, that's one split. With the further increased tunneling, that's, you cannot say new degenerating anymore. That split is really large. So the third level is 7. They are still very close altogether. But when we increase tunneling, you can't see the lowest three spectra is separated from the higher one. Of course, if you go to larger T, you see it's more. Previous slides shows more clearly that we have 1135. It's separated from the other levels. Okay, thank you. Okay, it's okay. So I just have 1 or 2 minutes to say. So anyway, you have this. The transition can be identified. Transition can be identified from the entanglement spectra. We can also identify that from excitation gap, but the excitation gap is only done on the sphere with some constraint. So on the sphere, the excitation gap it has something like a singular around this transition. So the same singular point corresponding to the entanglement spectrum, we see that's a gap opening. Then if you calculate the second derivative energy, we also see the more singular behavior around this transition. Then I think that kind of behavior is kind of consistent with the gap behavior observed here, but we want to do some more calculation with the cylinder. And I also have a torus calculation, which I forgot to mention. So for the when you start from the 331 state, you have swiffer degeneracy. With turn-on tunneling, we just see one energy level shoots up. Then the other three states remains not so degenerating. So we need a sphere calculation. I should also mention, we did a cylinder calculation, infinite cylinder, but we couldn't find the uniform phase. We think the finite size effect on cylinder is very strong. We are going to look more of the different geometry. So I'm conclude my talk. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. It's time for questions.
So for the earlier part of your talk, your boson at filling 1/3 on the Kagome.
Yes.
That is, so that in terms of understanding what's going on, if you tried a wave function where you took a you know, filled churn band of fermions.
Yeah.
And square it. That quantitatively, is that a reasonable wave function for the chiral spin liquid that you find?
Yeah, I think so, but we didn't do that calculation. What confused me is that there is a Kaiser spin liquid, like Yingchen also talked about, for Kagome at half thinning.
Yeah.
That one, I remember there was some numerical simulation. That one, do they have a completely different wave function with at one third thinning? So one third thinning, what you say, I think is right. It's the you get to flap some kind of flap band model, and it's a half thinning. So you naturally get low thinning. However, the band is a thinning one. It's for one third. Is that band at a thinning one? Yeah, I think the band is a thinning one.
Yeah, I guess when you did the fermion, that's what you found.
For boson, hard-core boson is also a thinning one.
Yeah.
Then the wave function is not something square. Or?
I can discuss
to you later.
So, other questions?
So you had this transition.
Yes.
Did you also do any pneumatics with putting some disorder and seeing whether the transition changes or any of those kind of questions?
Transition for
the quantum Hall transitions.
Okay.
Did you do any simulation with disorder also? Any kind of, or is it all translation invariant?
Yeah, we didn't do it with the disorder. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think for the fermion model on the Kagome at one-third filling,
yes.
You mentioned that if you turn on only V1, it looks gapless?
So another group did the DMRG calculation. Their claim is gapless. I think the gap probably very small. Numerically, it seems gapless.
I see, and but there are no like good candidates for the gapless phase, or.
So the interaction according to that this randomization group simulation, for the quadratic touching, you probably interaction is relevant. So that suggesting interaction can lift the gap, but if we really the gap is not opening, then it's just. The phase similar to the non-interacting phase, the gapless phase, it could be just similar to non-interacting phase.
Thanks.
Okay, is there any other question? Okay, so if this is not the case, let's thank the speaker and all the speakers of this session.
Thank you.